We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy New Year from Magic 106.7. How long do I get away with saying Happy New Year? Is it sort of mid-January?
No, this week only.
Yeah. Oh. I was going to say it's yesterday.
No, it's this week only is the Happy New Year.
I thought because of the year we had last year, all bets are off. You could do whatever the heck you wanted. Mm. No, you're done with
Sue's
it.
Sue's still following the strict rules, man. Yeah, she's not letting anything go this year.
Decorations are down. The weekend down. After Christmas.
No messing around in that house.
We're all done. Yeah,
we've been talking about New Year's resolutions. I try every year to do something. Yeah, and just to feel like, come on, I got a little better this year than I was last year. You guys don't make resolutions at all?
Not really.
No, the two of us? Yeah. Man, I'm lucky I can get here on time. Are you kidding me?
Well, and as we learned today,
that doesn't really work out very often.
Well, the most important person in my life has not only made resolutions, she's made a bunch of them. My wife Kathy joins us this morning to talk about her 21. Are they resolutions hard and fast, or are they goals, or what?
They are goals. Mm-hmm.
21?
That's impressive.
Yeah, but don't make it sound like more than it is. None of them are about making me a better person.
Wow, and this is why I love
Kathy,
her.
Right? I know.
I thought it was interesting that I didn't know anything about this till you sort of dropped it at dinner the other night, and you had them all done. It wasn't like, can I have your assistance in forming a list or anything. You figured it all out, what they were going to be. Can you tell us what some of them are?
Yeah. So some of them are just basic, boring to-dos, like I need a new pair of eyeglasses. I've needed them for like 3 years, so I've decided this is the year.
Okay.
So that's on the list, right? Buy, get new eyeglasses.
It's good to have something that you can check off the list.
Well,
it's a
practical thing, and you need, I like that. Okay,
yes.
What else?
And then we have hundreds and hundreds of kids' books that have been sitting in bags that need to be donated to a worthy cause, so that's on the list, like, get that done.
Uh-huh.
But the ones that I'm most excited about are the 21 goals. So read 21 books, watch 21 documentaries. You'll like this one, honey. Use 21 kitchen appliances or gadgets.
Means you get to buy some.
He's a gadget guy. He'll love that.
I knew
that. You will remember the saga of the food processor and or the bread machine.
Oh, yes. Oh, we know it well.
Very well.
We discovered in cleaning the basement that we own a fondue set and a wok, which we didn't even know we had.
Right.
Yeah, so, I know I have appliances that I have no idea I have.
So we're going to try to use 21.
Oh,
we might have to borrow some because when we made the list, we don't actually own 21 because things like the toaster and the microwave
don't count.
But we also, I have walk at 21 different places.
Bike trails and things like that.
That is
during
really
the pandemic,
cool.
One of the things, a lot of walking going on, and we've found some really cool paths and just places to go for a nice, long, pretty walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is totally aspirational. Do 21 different types of physical activity. So walking is one, so that's checked off.
That's tough.
I only have 20 to go.
But you mean like snowshoeing, rock climbing, something like that?
That's cool, though. Those are great. Those are great items. Man, I really need to step up my game.
I know. I'm really feeling like a complete loaf right now.
Well, but those resolutions or goals or whatever we're calling them, they're fun to do. I guess when I think about resolutions, it's
more
like stuff.
A lot of them.
But I always think of resolutions as stuff you can't, like I'm going
to
eat better, which means I'm
going to
give up cake.
It's going to be hard.
There'll be none of that.
Yeah, no.
Well, it's funny to talk about. We talked just a second ago, just before we went on the air, about not drinking. Like I'm going to do a sober January. I try it, you know, to do. We did February last year, I think, because it had fewer days.
Fewer days in the month, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm doing it too with you, sort of.
Yeah, and but Kathy, you're.
Sort of. Wait a minute. Sort of.
Well,
and I will say, let me back up now that that sounded judgy. On my list, you know, I get to make up what the rules are.
Which is kind of how I go through life.
If I decide in December,
story of my life.
In order to get to 21, the toaster counts, then the toaster counts.
That's right. See? So
yeah.
It is.
Yeah. So are you doing Sober January? Just to wrap that up. We'll see how it goes.
Me or Sue?
You, Kathy.
Sure.
she says it with the same tone that Sue does. But there'll be restrictions.
No,
it'll be Monday through Wednesday.
Like Kathy, this is why I love Kathy. I make up my own rules.
Okay, that's what are your rules for Sober January?
So my rules for Sober January are that I can have a glass of wine or a drink on a Friday or Saturday night, but not any other time during the week. I feel like that's fair because then I have something to look forward to, but I'm still going to sleep better.
In that case, though, perhaps we wouldn't want to call it Sober January.
Yeah, Sober Friday and Saturday.
You might want to call it Sober January.
Sober Monday through Thursday.
Sober week.
Sober January.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I think the last thing I'll ask because we got to go is the I think it's hysterical that I didn't know anything about this list. Am I involved in any of these? I mean, I can do it or not do it with you. I can support you doing it, but it doesn't matter to you. I know the answer to this question
She's gonna
as
say
I'm
it's
asking.
It's not about
it,
you. Right? That's right.
You know, in the most loving way, it doesn't matter to me. I had 4 goals last year.
Right.
And I don't think you knew until the end of the year. So.
Well, yeah, because one of the goals was watching 40 movies. And in the days before the end of the year, like every minute of every day, you'd be in front of the television picking up something on demand to watch yet another movie.
Which is the power of writing it down and having the goal. Because then you go, I'm sorry, there's no dinner because mommy has to watch a movie.
She's an amazing woman. What can I say?
Love you.
Yeah. Thanks for raising the bar, Kathy, and sharing with us this morning. Appreciate it.
That's great.
Bye.
Well, have a wonderful day. Love you.
You too.